Our Father, we thank you. We give you all praise. We give you all worship. In Jesus' name. God, we will shout a big amen. Let's put our hands together and celebrate Jesus. Please take your seat very quickly tonight. Would you help me welcome someone on your left and someone on your right to church this evening? If you don't know them, ask them for their name, for their real Christian name, their real name. And tell them we have come to worship God tonight. We've come to worship God tonight. I'd like us to read out of Genesis chapter 22 and from verses 2 to 5. Genesis chapter 22 and from verses 2 to 5. The Bible is speaking about Abraham and an encounter of worship that he has. The Bible says, and God speaking to him said, "Take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, who thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of." And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto the young man, "Abide here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you." He says, "Abide here with the horses, and I and the young man will go up and worship and come again to you." We've come to worship tonight. Let me ask the person next to you, what have you come to do tonight? What have you come to do tonight? I remember being in a worship meeting in the city of Kano years ago. And before the meeting starts, it says time to worship. They start to stack up the white chairs. And I'm looking like, why? Why are we stacking up the chairs? And at some point in the whole service, they're really dancing and worshiping. And a man comes to me and says, "Chief, it looks like you're not dancing. Would you please help me hold my Bible?" Help me ask the person next to you, are you ready to worship tonight? Or do you want to help me hold my Bible, my bag, and some other items that I brought to church? But you see, the place of worship is not just a place to sing and to make music. In Abraham's case, he says, "We are going up to worship. Stay with the horses." It was a place to go and submit to God. It was a place indeed of submission and of resurrection. So the Bible says, except a corn of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it abides alone. It's a place where God's will is secured. And so sometimes when we come to worship, it might be that we are under the conception that we're just going to sing a couple of songs to God. But it is more than that, church. It's actually a place where we're in election season, so I can use that, where we go and vote. We show up in the presence of God and say, "You are my king." Help me ask the person next to you, who are you voting for? Who are you voting for? Because, you see, one worship session can change a life forever. Abraham goes up with his son to worship God. And what happens in that, I don't know how long it was. I don't know, but what happens there changes not only Abraham's life. It changes his family's life forever. In fact, it changes generations to come forever. Tonight, someone will come into the place of worship and submit and change their family life forever. I thought I'd hear a big amen. Worship is actually meant to be an atmosphere for the entrenchment of God's will. Because worship is obedience. It says you will worship your God, you will not worship anyone else. Worship is meant to be a place where we sacrifice our pride. We sacrifice our ego. And so if you are new at this, you might come, and at the time in the worship service, you might see us rolling on the floor. You might see us crying. Excuse us. I know you think you know me, that I'm a bank MD. But I am only a bank MD because he's the one who is at work in me, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Tell the person next to you, "I've come to worship my king. I've come to worship my king." Worship is a sacrifice of our voices. It doesn't matter what type of voice you brought. It doesn't matter. Worship is a sacrifice even of our fears. It's a sacrifice of all sorts of things. The picture I have in my mind tonight is that there are things struggling at times for our worship. So the devil will say to Jesus in Luke chapter 4, he says, "Why do you want to keep on worshiping God?" He says, "Would you worship me? Why do you want to vote, as it were, for Jesus? Why do you want to vote for God? Why do you want to vote for Jehovah?" And as we go into worship tonight, there might be things which want to remind you that maybe God is not all that he seems or we make him up to be. You might be getting a text from your landlord saying, "Chief, your rent is due tomorrow." There might be things asking you which God is your God. But help me tell the person next to you, tell him, "I have come to worship God tonight. I've come to worship God tonight." A couple of us were involved in the elections over the weekend, and we're going to vote again. I sense that for someone, you are going to vote tonight. You know, when you enter the voting booth last Sunday or last Saturday, it was, there were plenty logos. Tonight, our logo is the blood. All I'm asking you to do is to look for where the blood of Jesus is. I'm asking you to look for the cross tonight. Okay, I'm asking you to look for where God is tonight. And you see, that day it was like an exam, big, long thing like this, right? And you passed, I'm not going to start mentioning, you know, whatever you passed. I don't know what you passed. I know where I stopped, all right? But I want you tonight to forget about every other thing. I want you to forget about the fine guy who is sitting beside you. I want you to forget about that fine girl who invited you and who you are eyeing in front there, okay? I want you to forget about every other thing and let's dedicate this period, because like Abraham, there is something we are carrying to God's presence tonight. It's our vote. We're saying, "Lord, you reign and there is no other person." We're saying, "You are the King of Kings." The devil says to Jesus, "Why would you worship God? Would you bow before me? Would you worship me?" So Luke chapter 4, verses 7 to 8. He says, "If you would worship me, all these things shall be thine." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shall worship the Lord thy God, and him alone shall thou serve." Help me ask the person next to you, who are you voting for? Who are you worshiping? Who are you worshiping tonight? Hebrews 13, 15 says, "Therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to him." I don't know, you know, in this election, there's no rigging tonight. They're not snatching anybody's ballot boxes. They are not, your vote counts. You don't need, your vote counts tonight. Your vote counts tonight. I don't know who it is, but will you help me campaign for God? Help me explain to the person next to you why they need to vote for God. Help me speak to them for a minute. Tell them he's the rock of ages. He's the ancient of days. He's the King of Kings. Tell them this earth you see and the heaven beyond. Tell them he's the one who created it. Tell them he's our very present help in the times of need, a hope for the future to come. Tell them he's the soon coming king. Tell them he's Alpha and Omega, Jehovah, the covenant keeping God. I don't know about you, but I didn't just come to sing a song tonight. I came to bow before the King of Kings, the one whose tenor is eternal, the one who began before time and will be after time, the one who settles all things, the one who from him proceeds all laws and policies. I don't know who it is, but Abraham takes Isaac and brings him before God. And you know, when we worship, we think we are given. But you cannot outgive God. You cannot outgive God. The Bible says, it says he's looking for those who will worship him in spirit and in truth. Tonight, I encourage you to worship like you have never worshipped before. As we proceed in this service, could we receive Pastor Tunji Yola? Let's make him welcome tonight.
Hallelujah. All right, can you put your hands together for Pastor Idris? We rarely have him here. I mean, when he comes, he tears everywhere apart, all the way from Life Point. Thank you very much, Pastor Idris. Okay, so I'm not preaching a message tonight. All I just want to do is to introduce, you know, the minister, the person whom God is using tonight to bless us and to lead us into the place of worship, right? I want you to just know, just one thing I want you to do tonight is I want you to have expectation, right? I want you to have an expectation. I want you to be open-minded, like Pastor Edris has said. I want you to bring your worship as a sacrifice and as your vote, you know, for God and the things that he's going to do in your life. I want you to lavish your love and your affection on God tonight. You know, don't take this atmosphere for granted. Don't take the presence of God for granted. I sense in my heart tonight that God is just going to do incredible things in this place this evening as we worship him. God is going to show up in diverse ways in the name of Jesus. Even for the people who are joining us online, we want to just welcome everybody who is joining us online tonight. You know, wherever you may be, in the city of Lagos or in other cities across the world, the grace of God, the presence of God is with you. I just wanted to do whatever you need to do to be able to participate. If you need to wear headphones, if you need to turn up the volume, you know, wherever you are, just make sure that you are participating all attentively tonight, all right? And so it's my single privilege and honor tonight, you know, to invite to the stage Minister Mercy Chinwo. She is one of Nigeria's leading worship artists. I want to just this evening receive this ministry because the power of God is here and is going to do incredible things in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. I'm indeed blessed, privileged, and honored to be here today. I want to say thank you to everyone. Thank you to Pastor Godman for having me. Thank you, church, for having me. Can you just lift your hands and tell him thank you? Thank him for your life, for your family. The Bible says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercies endures forever. So no matter what happens, Jesus is our King, and he will never fail. Father, I adore you. Savior, 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 I adore you. My responsibility is to worship and adore you. My responsibility is to tell the whole world about you. Lift your voice to him this evening. Not too sad. worship you over the doctor's report. Say, oh, Lion of Judah, I worship your name. No matter the challenge, no matter what men say, I just worship you, Lion of Judah. I worship your name. Is to worship, worship and adore you. My responsibility is to tell the whole world, to tell the whole world about you. That you are King, that you are Lord, that sickness tremble at the mention of your name, Jesus. Even politicians, they bow to you. God's kings, they fade away. But your name will never change. I worship of Iniwe. Hakuna chembae. Okoro biatimae. incredible God. That is who you are. That is who you are, Jesus. You're seated in heaven. You're mighty at your footstool. Incredible God. Extraordinary strategy. So extraordinary. your voice.